Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, May 31, 2016. I'm Tungameli Nkomo.
And I'm Tatenda Gumbo, and this evening we are talking adolescent pregnancies.
Let's get talking on our social media platforms. Find us on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 or on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318.
And you can also reach us if you want to join us live by calling us on this number, 001-202-619-2077. The number again is 001-202-619-2077. Give us your name and your number and we will call you back.
We are also streaming live at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, as well as www.voandebele.com.
Advocates for the rights of the girl child are up in arms following a survey showing that the rate of adolescent pregnancies remains very high. The preliminary results of the Zimbabwe Demographic Health Survey released last week show that 10% of adolescent girls living in urban areas fall pregnant each year, while rural pregnancies accounted for 27.2%.
By any account, the figures are too high and must be brought down. Activists blame the government and the crumbling economy for the pregnancies and want remedial action not today, not tomorrow, but yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And of course, as we do every Tuesday with our youth audience, we want you to call us, join us, send us messages on WhatsApp. And for those of you that don't know, we are streaming live on our Facebook pages. We are at VOA Studio 7. We're also on VOA Shona and on VOA Ndebele. You can search on your search tab on Facebook and find us. We're streaming live.
Yebo kunjalo tatenda lijana njani izulu kandaba ikudibana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo lamhlanje ngolwesibili uhlelo The Connection lapho esikhangela khona impumela ephume kuphenyo olwe Zimbabwe Demographic Health Survey eveza ukubana abantwana abaningi abangamankazana babamba izisu besabancane bengakafiki sithe eminyakeni ngamachumi amabili labo kuthiwa ngama-adolescents ludaba oluhlupha-ke abantu abaningi ikakhulu abalwela amalungelo amankazana la bantu besifazana kwazwaiwatereri kusangana ukomo chirongwa chenyu chirongwa chamunofarira zvikuru chirongwa chevechidiki The Connection uyezve nhasi nyaya iri mugango tiri kutarisa tsvagiridzo yakaitwa yeZimbabwe Demographic Health Survey iyo inoratidza kuti vanasikana vakawanda vanobata pamuviri vachiri vacheche izvo zvashungurudza zvikuru vanhu vakawanda munyika uyezve vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu tsvagiridzo iyi iri kuratidzazve kuti vasikana vanogara kumaruva ndivo vari kunyanya kubata pamuviri zvakawanda saka mubvunzo watiri kubvunza nhasi ndewekuti ko sei zvichiitika izvi tiridzirei runhareti kuri kure muchirongwa chenyu lisichayele ucingo zvihlobo zami kunombolo ezithi 001-202-619-2077 kumbe lisithumele incwadi ngeWhatsapp kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 njengokutsho kwami impumela le iveza ukubana amankazana amaningi ahlala emaphandleni yiwo abamba izisu samancane engake edlule khona po eminyakeni enke ngayitsho kubo 20 years labo kuthiwa ngama adolescents.
And Tunga, according to the survey itself, there's noting here that teenage pregnancy and motherhood is a social and health concern. They say here that early pregnancy can cause, of course, serious health problems for both the mother and the child. And teenage mothers are more likely to suffer from severe complications during delivery, which can lead to mortality for both the mother and the child. They also note that, you know, when you're a young mother, of course, you might not be sufficiently mature for childbearing and also, what is very important, child rearing.
Indeed. And the argument from many advocates who fight for, you know, the rights of the girl child is that with the economy in so much bad shape, it's really difficult, you know, to address this issue because many girls are really doing sex so they can survive. And, you know, if you believe Tabitha Kumalo, the Honorable Member of Parliament, that's what she was telling me earlier in my conversation, that, you know, girls are being exploited thanks to the economic situation,
And
which
I think,
actually makes sense.
Yeah, we'll delve into that. Obviously, we know that's one of the major issues that we're seeing. But Antunga, I think we have our first guest joining us on the program right now. That is Dr. Wengesai Chimeninge, who is with the Zimbabwe National Network for People Living with HIV/AIDS. Doctor, thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you very much. How are you?
We are doing very, very well. We hope you are also doing well in Harare, Antunga.
Yes, Dr. Chimeninge, what do you make of this survey, the rate of adolescent pregnancies is still very high? What do you make of that?
Yeah, there are so many factors that contributed to such a high number of girls being pregnant. One of the factors is, of course, is the economic challenges, but some are a result of some religious belief systems, because some still believe in these the traditional religious belief systems, whereby they don't use the contraceptives. So you might find that in the town, in urban areas, these ladies might also indulge in some of these sexual activities, but because they've got access to the use of contraceptives, this is why you might find that in the urban areas, the rate is lower as compared to those in the rural area. But the economic challenge, if you look at what we are experiencing as a country so far, you will find that, people are failing to get that which can last for a day. Thank you.
How about the issue of child marriages? How much would you say that problem is contributing to this big problem now?
Yeah, like what I said, the issue of child marriage, you find that in our country so far, we don't have the Child Marriage Act. So you find that we go by tradition. So what we might refer to as child marriage, in the countryside, it's marriage, it's not child marriage. Then you find that it also contributed precisely because to them, that's not child marriage, but it's marriage. Then you find that through some of these arranged marriages, because people want to find source of life, source of food, then they end up even forcing their children to enter into some of these relationships. But the problem is, so far, we don't have a child marriage act. And for that reason, you will find that people continue to indulge in such kinds of activities because there is no law that would actually protect people to indulge in such kinds of activities.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Doctor. And of course, Ntunga, it's good to note that the Constitutional Court did, make it so that in order for you to be married in Zimbabwe, you have to be 18. But girls' rights advocates are also saying that the age of consensual sex should have also been moved up because it still remains at 16, which many are saying that it's still too young. So you can't get married until you're 18 now, but it is consensually okay for you to engage in sexual activity at 16.
Indeed.
I think we have another guest on the line. That is Linda Mpofu, women's rights activist. Linda, thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you very much.
Nansi ndaba, Linda. Ungathini ngayo abantwana abaningi abangamankazana kuthiwa bayazithwala lapha isikhathi singakafiki?
Lelo limgotho sibili. Abantwana bayazithwala, kodwa umbuzo okumele sizibuze wona yikuba kungani abantwana bezithwala. Singaze sikhangele nje imithetho sithi Zimbabwe akula mithetho ekhangeleyo ukuthi abantwana kungabi lama-child marriages. Okumele sikunanzelele isisusa sokubana umntwana uzithwalelene. Endaweni eziningi kakhulu izikhathi eziningi akunamntwana osuka emulini enothileyo, balutshwane abazithwalayo, kuthwala abayanga. Kuthi ngikhulume njalo ngithi abayanga ngoba lapha eZimbabwe kunabayanga labanothileyo kuphela, akulaza ukuthi ophakathi laphakathi. So abayanga, abantwana abaningi abazithwalayo yilaba abavela ebunyangeni. Kungenxa yani lokhu? Isizathu yokuthi umkhonomi unzima. Umntwana uyilamba azagcine ayenze okunye okungamelanga akwenze isikhathi singakafiki ebesezithwala. Limpotho sibili lelo, abantwana bayazithwala ngobuningi babo.
Thank you there. That's an interesting perspective there from Linda Mpofu, who says apparently, girls from the poor families apparently are the ones who are falling pregnant in numbers because of their poverty.
And that was indicated in the survey also, where they were saying that wealth and education are a major factor in how, you respond to these pressures. So, of course, as Linda is saying, very true indeed that a lot of the poorer families see more of these pregnancies.
Indeed. Now maybe to digress a bit from our topic, we have breaking news from Zimbabwe. Remember, there were reports at the weekend on social media that Chinamasa's son had been caught at the Bedbridge border with $7 million in cash. Mm-hmm. And now, those rumors have persisted, and now Finance Minister Chinamasa is responding. Mm-hmm. And he says in a press statement titled "Falsehoods Against Mr. Tino Chinamasa in the Social Media." And Tino Chinamasa, that's Chinamasa's son. The minister says there have been rumors circulating in the social media about the alleged arrest of my son for allegedly trying to smuggle $7 million in cash through Bedbridge Border Post on Sunday, 29 May 2016. The rumors and claims are false, evil, malicious, and highly mischievous. This onslaught on my character and reputation will not deter or intimidate us from pursuing economic reforms within the context of Zim Asset. I am actually emboldened to accelerate implementation of our reform agenda in order to turn around the fortunes of our economy. Mr. Chinamasa says, continues, and he says, the RBZ governor is available to engage any group to fully explain the measures and how they will help address the cash crisis and stimulate economic activities for the benefit of Zimbabwe and its people. I urge journalists and other social media users to report responsibly and avoid peddling falsehoods. Signed, Honorable P.H. Namasa, MP, Minister of Finance and Economic Development.
Mm-hmm.
Chinamasa there denying reports that his son was caught with $7 million at the Bedbridge border, and now he's claiming victimhood. He says these reports apparently are meant to tarnish his image as the minister and not his son. Imbiko ke leyo ebe sisanda ithola ekhitshwe ngumphathintambo wezemali umnumzana Patrick Chinamasa othi ingamanga imbiko ephume ku-social media ngempela viki ebisithi umntwanakhe ubanjwe eBedbridge border ele mali engange $7 million emoteni. Ayo mashoko atichango tambira vedwe arikubva kugurukota rinoona nezvemari vaPatrick Chinamasa avo vari kuramba mashoko ekuti mwana komana wavo anonzi Tino Chinamasa akabatwa paBedbridge border post pakupera pesvondo aine mari inosvika iyo $7 million mumotokari make. Sithathe umlaleli ecingweni tinava Tinashe kumutare. Mkoma Tinashe makadi henyu.
Hello, makadi kumkoma ntungameli.
Aiwa, tino farastere makadi henyu. Halo, murudi nzere mkoma Tinashe. Mapinda muchirongwa. Ehe, mapinda muchirongwa, taura henyu. Muri kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Ndiri kubvunza kuti muri kutaura nenyaya dzezveupfumi here?
Ndati wasikana inzara iri kuita kuti varorwa varorwa vadiki.
Aha, saka rogadziriswa sei dambudziko iri mukoma? I think we're having difficulties there with Tinashe. But nevertheless, thank you so much for getting in touch.
And hopefully everyone keeps calling. We're having issues with the lines today, but we hope that we can get through to them. And Tunga, just some more stats here from this survey. Of course, many times they break down the stats by province, and they're saying here that Mashonaland Central and Matabeleland South by province have the highest rates of early childbearing, 31% for Mashonaland Central and 30% for Matabeleland South. Of course, not quite the indicators as to why those particular areas, but that is the stat there. And the lowest is Harare with a 10%.
Dr. Vengesai, why do you think this is so?
Variations in the province. Yeah, if you look at Mat South, and much south, right from the Bonifet, if you look at the region itself, the region is very dry and is highly affected by drought. And if you look at the situation in the country, you find that in much south, I think this is where we see that the land is so barren. And there is no food that which they get from their harvest. But contrary to Mike Sandero, you find that Mike Sandero, in terms of the rent, it's also based on COVID issues, because you find that in some areas, Mount Darwin, the Cantoni area, and also up there, you find that even the topography itself doesn't favor much in terms of the growth of staple food like maize. And you find that these are also areas where we see that there is also a high rate of poverty. And I think this is why when you look at the Harare, there is 10%. Yeah, as the capital city, the hub of the nation, basically you find that this is the core. And the much south, much center, these are the periphery. And you find that food is very scarce in those areas. And this is why you find that there is a high rate of these pregnant among the girls. I think this is my, from my analysis, I think these are some of the causes why we have these figures to the region. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Dr. Alinda. Let's come to you. You spoke earlier about the issue of poverty, the issue of, you know, wealth and things like that. But what about the question of education? How do we educate the girl child when it comes to the issues of sexuality and also a pregnancy?
Well, it's all about the will of the government and most non-governmental organizations that deal with children to send out information to these poor girls. For instance, I am in Matsang. And let me just give you an example of an area in Gwanda South. I'm not even where, you know, the TV signal is not even there. So whatever messages that that come out from the radio, they don't reach these young girls. So we can just say it's just in the back. It's now up to the people we call human rights defenders or educators to move out of their offices, leave the comfort of their plush chairs, and come to the ground, to the people, to these young girls, and try to impart education, and try to impart information on how best they can keep themselves, on how best they can stay at school, on how best maybe most questions can be then answered, because I am pretty sure these girls, most of the time, when they get pregnant, it's against their will. So I think people should leave the comfort of their offices or down there to rural areas where this information is needed.
Siyabonga Linda qhubekubambile sithathe umlaleli o Ekim Moyo eGwanda South. Moyo kunjani ba? Hello Moyo.
Yebo kunjani?
Hayi siyaphila unjani la?
No, ngiyaphila lami.
Yes, ungenile kuhlelo ba.
Yes, the greatest part of cause of early pregnancies, enye singamelanga siyigodle, yi-poverty ehlangane lokungahambi esikolo. Ngoba most of these learners bayadropa esikolo due to poverty. And the next thing laba bantwana bazithola behlezi ekhaya bengelakho okokwenza. And as a result, eventually izinto ezinjalo ziyenzakala. And kudiphenda nge-level ye-literacy yabazali ukuthi babe befundisa ama-morals alungileyo na. Because in some cases uyathola abanye abazali besitsho ebantwaneni ukuthi ayisayizi yakho silo mntwana. Lawo sesimeni sokuthi ungaba lo mntwana. But we should not also leave out issue of politics esisuke yaba khona elizweni. Othola abantwana kuthiwa i-youth bethathwa kuthiwa kulama-base baya emabhesini ngendaba zepolitics kungela abazali ababebona abantwana abafana lamankazana ukuthi ba-interacta njani. The whole issue comes into i-governance yelizwe. I-drought in Gwanda South has not started ngokuthi ngokubusa kwezano. It has been there, but the previous government, it has indlela zokukuphatha khonoko ukuthi abantwana bengagcini bengayi ezikolo, abantwana bengagcini bezithwele bengabantwana abancane. Into esimele siyilungisise sonkeni yipolitics yelizwe lokubuswa kwelizwe okungayenza ukuthi kube nempumelelo, abantu bathole ukudla, abantwana baye ezikolo, izikolo nazo zakhwe duzane lalapho kuhlala abantu. Abantu abantwana bengahambi umango omude besiyafunda, uthole ukuthi eday umntwana utravele 24 kilometers, 12 kilometers ukuya esikolo, 12 kilometers ukuphenduka. Nxa singayimprova i-economy yelizwe siyekele ukusela njengoba kusitsho kuma-social media abantwana babotshinamasa bona labo. Loba esala utshinamasa abantu labo abazake bavuma ulutho, kungabe kuliqiniso. Lapho ngitshwele ukuthi siqhuze ubuswelo obenzakalayo ukuthi sithuthukise imoto, izinto zihambe kuhle, abantu abethu baphile impilo e-right.
Hayi, siyabonga limqotolelo baba Moyo. Siyabonga ba.
Okay, thank you.
Baba u-Eki Moyo obekhuluma eseGwanda. Tinemumwe mtereri zvekare Mkoma Obey ku-South Africa. Makadi enyu Mkoma Obey. I don't know who we have lost, but I think we have lost more than one calls. Linda, who connecting when? Linda, I say,
if you'd like to make a call, please.
I think while we quickly work on our phone lines, Ntunga, just a quick break before we head over to say goodbye to our radio listeners. A quick recap of the top stories that are happening around Africa today.
If you've just joined us, I'm Chris Gande, and here's a quick recap of today's headlines.
Former Chadian dictator Hissen Habre, found guilty of crimes against humanity, gets life imprisonment. Nigerian government plans talks with partners in oil region in a bid to stop a surge in pipeline attacks, but says army crackdown would continue. South African Supreme Court of Appeals rules trade of rhino horns is legal. Libyan government forces aim to encircle Islamic State stronghold of Sirte. South Africa's Clay Vale, known as the First Lady of Racing, competes across the country in drifting.
That's all for today. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.
Thank you there to Chris Gande with top news happening around Africa today. 60 seconds, bringing us to the top of the hour, Ntunga.
Not really. We still have an hour to go, but not enough to really tackle the subject that we are here about today. This is that time when we have to say good night to our radio listeners. However, there is good news.
We're streaming live on our internet and also on our Facebook pages. Head over there so you can continue with us on the conversation. To our guests, please hold on the line. We'll be right back to continue the conversation with you.